Okay, Chevra, what we are going to do is study some of the halachos of Ksanim. We're not going to focus on every single se'if in Shulchan Aruch and go se'if by se'if. That would be prohibitively long, not to mention boring. So we're going to try to avoid doing that, but instead we'll talk about the topics, the large topics that come up within the demon of Ksanim. And the first topic I'd like to discuss with you today is the topic of Tliya. Tliya, as we know, is an attribution that if you can attribute the Kesem to something else, so in that case it's going to be Tahora. And that's what the Mishnah tells us on Nun Ches Amud Beis, V'tola b'chol davar shehi yechol litlos. You can be told on anything that you want. And the example of the Mishnah, Shachta behem achayev of, a woman who shechts, even though the Ramah tells us in Simon Aleph, now that the meaning is that women don't shecht, but the pashtus in the Mishnah, I think, just the lush in the Mishnah, is that women in fact are shechting. So in these cases, there is a din of Tliya. And Tliya is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It appears in Se'if Yud Ches, where the Mechaber tells us that since Ksamim Adrabanan, we are makel on Ksamim, and Betola, and the same Lashon as the Mishnah, B'chol davar sheyechol litlos, that we are told on anything that you can be told on. And it gives the cases of the Mishnah, etc. All of these cases, even if she's wearing three garments. Even if she's wearing three garments and you find the dam on the bottom of the three garments, on the lowest of the three garments, we're still going to be told, it says in Shulchan Aruch, because maybe one of the garments flipped up and you the dam ended up on the bottom. The Sidrei Tahara notes that the way women's garments already in his time were made, they didn't go like that. I don't think it would be possible, right? People don't like, well, maybe if you're wearing like different types of robes, so it's possible that like face you walk over one of those New York City, you know, sewers that provides heating, so maybe like it flips up or something like that. But generally, it doesn't happen. Okay, so, and then the Mishnah also tells us that there's a din that even it, that you're told on a makkah, a kesem that's found on the Beged, you're tola on stuff from the outside. A kesem that's found the gufa, you're only going to be tola if she has a makkah. But the makkah doesn't have to be a bleeding wound, even if it's a makkah, the Mishnah says. She cholali higala ala hotzi dam, that if you could scratch it and dam would come out. In other words, and the Chabar tells us that it's nisrapa, hamakkah is already healed, so then we are tola. Okay, these are the dinim. The din in Se'if Yud Tes, we'll return to some of this right now, we're just giving a brief overview. The din in Se'if Yud Tes also comes up in the Mishnah, that Tola b'bna u'b'bayla, no? That you're Tola on not only herself, you're also Tola if there's a Makkah on her son, or a Makkah on her husband. So we are also going to be Tola in that case. Now, the Rashash has a diuk from the Mishnah that the Tliya b'bna u'b'bayla is different than the Tola than the Tliya ba. When we talk about being Tola on a wound that she has, so the Mishnah says even if it's a wound she yachola lehigala lahotzi dam, we're Tola on. When we're Tola b'bna u'b'bayla, it has to be an actual bleeding wound. It's not enough. That's the pashtus in the Mishnah, the Rashash says. It has to be a wound that is mamish bleeding. The Pisach Chuvan Sifkatan Lamed Beis notes that although this is the way the Ravid learns, but Rov HaRishonim don't learn this way, and La Halacha, the Pisach Chuvan, is willing to be Mekel, to be Tola on a Makkah, Sheyachola, Lehigala, Ulahotzi Dam, Afilo Bibna Ubabaila. This issue probably depends in terms of how far the Sfakis go. No, a makkah sheyachol lehigala hotzi dam is basically, I'm not sure, did this dam come from her? Did the dam come from the outside? Did it come from the makkah? What do you mean it come from the makkah? The makkah is healed. Elamai, no, it may have come from the makkah, possibly, kind of, sort of, a little bit, because yechol hotzi dam. But do I say that even bibina? That's like an additional suffix, right? That her son has a wound that maybe you scratch and the dam could come out. That sounds very far-fetched. Far-fetched, by the way, is another English word that sounds like Yiddish. It sounds very far-fetched. So the fact is, can you be Taila in that? Maybe that is like Trey Kula, Shalom Mikalino, Taisa says on Afsam Chazayin. So the answer is no. Right? The answer, the Chassam Sefer says, is La Halacha, we're going to be Tola even in that case. Now, the Mishnah tells a story about Maisa Rabbi Akiva, that a woman comes to Rabbi Akiva, and she tells him, I saw a kesem. So Rabbi Akiva says, Shema Maka Haisabach. Maybe you had a Maka. She said, yes, but it was healed. So she said, well, maybe it was Yecholali Higala. She says, yes, it was, and Rabbi Akiva was Metaher. From this, the Ravid in the Sefer Balei HaNefesh in Shar HaKsamim, Simin Gimel Halacha Yud of the Ravid, and this is Upkapaskin and Shulchan Aruch, I'm pretty sure this is universally accepted. The Ravid says, whoa, 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 hold it. Rabbi Akiva never asks the woman, tell me, darling, dear, you probably shouldn't say darling, but tell me, do you have the kesem so I could see it? I could compare it to the damaka. Maybe it looks different. Maybe it's not the same shade. Maybe Rabbi Akiva never says that. So you see that when it comes to tliyas by ksumin, we are tola without really investigating. No? We're tola without really investigating at all. We don't say that you have to be what Shulchan Aruch called math. You don't have to say, oh, right, this is the dam. This is something else. Let's compare. Does it look the same or not? You don't have to be makif, and that's found in the Mechaber in Se'if Lamed. Mechaber Tainas, Eina Tzricha Lahakif. Right, you don't have to compare the two colors at all. Elatola minastam, ad sheteida shezeh shachar vezeh edom. Meaning to say that we are tola on a color, even without, right? Even without mamish making a comparison. I would say tliya. You can only be tola if you know for sure, or there's a very good chance. You can't just blind yourself, close your eyes, and say, "Oh, maybe, maybe." But says the Ravid, the pashtus in the Mishnah is that ein sarach lahakif. Because Rabbi Akiva never says you have to compare them. So therefore, you're tola no matter what. The only time I'm not tola zok the mechaber is, like the Gemara on Nuntes says, that we are not tola nisaska be'edom ein tola bo shachar. Right? That if she was osekes with some red dye, and she finds a black kesem. Remember, red and black are the only two colors that are tameh. But nisaska be'edom ain't tola bo shachar. That's the only time we're not tola. But we do not have to be makif. That is the pashtus. That's simple Judaism. That's what the Ravid says. Ad kan. Yeah, Josh. So the Mishnah, the Gemara explaining the Mishnah says that we are metame dam shachar because it was edom eloshalaka. Like we, I don't know if we spoke about this or not, but if you ever like bite your fingernails, so at the beginning it's red, then over time it becomes black and crusty. So the reason why metame shachar is because shachar used to be edom. Now you probably have a good kasha. So frek the darkei tshuva. What? Yeah. So why are we not tola edom b'shachar? Right? Think about it. Really, the only thing that's tameh is edom, is red. Shachar, we assume, was edom ela shalaka. Right? That over time it became black. No? Okay, great. So maybe I should be toila. If I have a black kesem and I was oisek in red, red like chicken blood, let's say, I was shechting chickens, no? Maybe I should be toila because it used to be red and it becomes black. No? So that's a Dr. Tshuva's question. That's a very strong question. He says a chiddush, which I don't know if it's true or if it's not true. I don't know enough biology. He says that dam nida will only become black when it's still inside the body. Once it's outside the body, it won't become black. My fingernails become black when it's outside the body, no? Am I the only one who bites nails? Don't admit it. I'm not like asking you to say, well, not about yourselves. Right? Rabbi Willig once told me there's some line that the Chazon Ish has in one of his letters that if you're a nail biter, you're like a Mechallel Shabbos.
Or I heard
quote
a little different.
What?
He said, the way I heard the quote was a little different. He said that you shouldn't bite nails during the week because it becomes a
Mechallel
Shabbos.
Okay. I mean, same... along the same lines, I don't know. But reminds me, if you bite your nails, you end up, I thought, with black. So I thought it changes even after it left the body. But this mahalach is that it doesn't change after it left the body.
My son showed me something once. There was like a pad that was soaked with Nida blood, and it was a couple of months old, and it turned to black.
Right. So that would be against this darke. It's against the Gemara. I mean, so how come Lameisa, the Gemara says, right, Edom, I'm not Tola B'Shachar, it's a good Kasha. He asked the Kasha, the Shevet HaLevi asked the Kasha about how come we're not Tola Edom B'Shachar. I don't know the good answer to that. I think it's really, I think the Kasha is much stronger than the answer. Yeah. Okay. I mean, so again, if you want to see the Maror Machlokes that is in the Shevi Siman Kuf Tzadi Seif Chaf Gimel Os Beis, that's where the Shevet HaLevi discusses this question. Let's go on. The Gemara says, yeah, Barry.
We don't have to compare, but there's a difference between red and black. So we're saying that anything that's different, we're just talking about when there's different shades of one color, red, then you don't.
So now, question: when the Pashtus in the Gemara and the Pashtus in Shulchan Aruch, this makes it to Se'if Chaf Gimel that Nis'aska B'davar Edom, so you're not Tola Shachar, but Edom V'Shachar you're not Tola, but Edom B'Edom you are Tola, no? And the Pashtus is, even though we know that there are different shades of red, but you are Tola shades of red on other shades of red, no? I once had the following case. A woman has a kesem on her underpants. Okay, kesem on the underpants. It looked problematic, actually. Then she tells me, by the way, I keep my lipstick in my underpants drawer. Why on earth she would do this, I don't know. Okay, but freknish akasha na maisa. So lipstick in the... So tell me, is that a tliya? Right, what we're going to try to do today is figure out, can I be Tola? And say, it's a kesem. By the way, and tliya means, even though the kesem is very big, it's more than a gris, and even though it's on white underpants, tahora. Why? Lipstick in the drawer. Gevaldik, we just solved all Judaism's problems. Right? Keep lipsticking, you're drawing yourself all the problems. Reb Fiva Kohn, by the way, in the Badei HaShulchan Sifkot and Kuf Tzadi Zayin, says something which you have to think about, but seems a little reasonable to me. He says, you know what? L'chatchila, we allow a woman to wear begodim tzivonim to avoid shilas aksamim. The Ramah says, do it! Right? How that Ramah stims with all the poskim, we'll talk about probably in a few days. The Ramah says, do it. Wear colored underwear. Am I allowed to l'chatchila put lipstick in my underwear drawer so I always have a tliya or not? So Reb Fivel Tainos that he doesn't think you should do this. It's Sivka and Kuf Tzadi Zayin. He says that when it comes to begodim tziv onim, the lashon of the Gemara and of Shulchan Aruch is lo gazru. But when it comes to tliyos, tliyos are fundamentally a suffix. And we're not allowed to deliberately make suffix derabonon lahakels. No? I can't deliberately enter a situation and be suffix derabonon lahakel. That's like what the Ran writes at the end of Psachim. No? Against Taisus. Ran says, don't count Sfiras HaOmer during Bein Hashmashos, even though Sfiras HaOmer is derabonon. But you shouldn't deliberately create suffix derabonon lahakel. Similarly, don't leave your lipstick in the underwear drawer, because that would be deliberately creating a tliya. But what we want to figure out, though, is what's the geder of the lipstick in the underwear drawer, Shaila? Can we be mekel? It's Edom be'edom. Shulchan Aruch says I can be mekel on Edom be'edom, even if it's not nikur mamish adomelo, tole. For example, shenis aska b'mei tilson or b'mei basar. A woman was working with meat. No? What's mei tilson? I have no idea. What? And what's that?
It's not
red. Yeah. I know. I'm not sure what mei tilson exactly is supposed to be. Mei tilson or mei basar kilar edom, so then we are toila the edom. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now, there is, if you look in the Me'iri, on page 245 in the Me'iris, the Me'iri has a machlokas between him and Gedolei HaMefarshim, which is the Ravid. The Me'iri says, that he thinks you could be tola Edom be'Edom, even if they don't look the same at all. You could be tola them. Why is that? Because that's the halacha. It's red. And the halacha is anything that's called red, it has the name red, I could be tola on a different red. Even though one is a very thick red, one is a very light red, right? One red looks like a fire truck, the other red looks like, some much less red item, like the cover of this Balei HaNefesh, it's a much lighter red. Still, right, you could be tola red be red. But the Me'iri quotes from the Gedolei HaMefarshim, who's the Ravid. This is one of Chaim Soloveitchik's tainas against his brother-in-law, against Rabbi Tversky's father, no? And Rabbi Tversky's father wrote a book about the Ravid of Paskir, so Chaim Soloveitchik wrote a review of it. And basically, he says that Dr. Tversky is trying to make the Ravid into just a commentator on the Rambam, a Magi on the Rambam, a Masig on the Rambam, but the reality is that the Ravid was known by the other Rishonim as Gedolei HaMefarshim, as the Perish of the Ravid is what they studied Gemara with in Provence, and that's how the Ravid should go down in history, and Dr. Tversky made a mistake by not focusing on the main parts of the Ravid instead of focusing on the ancillary parts. Okay, so it's on. But the Ravid in the quote by the Me'iri over there says that no, that you can be tola, providing you can be tola min hastam, but you cannot be tola when it's misbarer lanu she'en hadimyon dom alakasam. This Ravid is also in Simin Gimel of Shar HaKsamim Os Yud, meaning to say, I could be tola red on red. But that's only if there's a chance that it's the same thing. However, if it's nisbarer lanu, that's not dom elikasem, so then it can't be tola. That's what the Ravid would say. Now, there seems to me to be a third shita in Rishonim, however. Besides the Me'iri that I could be tola any red on red, and the Ravid that I'm tola until it's nisbarer, if you look in the Tur, in Se'if Lamed, on that din of Ein Tzarech LaHakif, the Torah quotes Yesh Omrim She'achshav Ein Tolim Kesem B'Shum Davar She'ein Anu Tolim Ela B'Domelo Ve'ein Anu B'Kiyin B'Mare Domim. Remember, the Gemara, the Mishnah says that there's only five shades of red that are a problem. We're Metame everything. Why? Ein Anu B'Kiyin. Zuck the Phantom Rishon quoted in the Torah, right? He quotes that it's a day that the Rashba and the Teres Habayis quotes, but the Rashba rejects it, the Torah rejects it. This phantom day of Rishonim says, you know what, Bizman has a sense Ein Anu Bekiyin, since we're not expert in the shades, so therefore we are not tola any red on any other red. No? Tola Edom be'Edom is only Bizman Nehem, that they had Bekiyas. But Bizman has said that we don't have Bekiyas, we're not tola anything, because Einonu Bekiyin. And the Tur disagrees. The Tur disagrees. And now, what's that machlokas? L'cha'ora, this phantom Deya in Rishonim holds that Tliya has to be clear. Tliya is Birur. Right? Now, not beer in the sense that I know for sure, but beer in the sense that mamish looks the same, and therefore I'm going to say, you know what? I'm tola on it. And this phantom daya, based on the way the Torah quotes it, would seem to hold that you have to be makif bizman hazeh. No? Even though in the Mishnah, Rebbe Akiva was not makif. But that's because Rebbe Akiva was at a tekufa when they still had bekiyas. But if I'm writing a Shulchan Aruch, I'm writing a Sefer of Halacha, right? According to phantom daya in Rishonim, you have to have clarity. Tliya means a very strong attribution, a very viable possibility, if not a plausibility. Right? That's what tliya means according to this phantom day in Rishonim. So what we have is three days in Rishonim. No? The phantom daya holds, tliya has to be really, really, really clear. The ravid is the mid daya. The ravid says, you know what? We're tola min hastam, but when it's nisbarer that it looks different, we're not tola. And the me'iri says, we are even tola when it mamish looks different. If it's called red, we're tola on red. Good? Now, back to our lipstick case. Can I be tola lipstick on a stain? So I would say that according to the Me'iri, the answer for sure is yes, no? Any red is any red. According to the Ramban, I would say the answer is a definite no, no? I think lipstick really looks different than blood.
I meant
the Yeshua, according to Phantom Day, I'm sorry. The Ramban is the one who the Torah quotes is arguing on Phantom Day. According to Phantom Day, the answer is no, correct? According to the Ravid, it depends. I think you have to ask the average person, does it look the same or not look the same? Now, the amazing thing is, and this is a point that Rav Wozner makes in the Shir Sheva Talevi, the Ravid seems to be the mainstream shita among poskim. The Sidri Tahara in Os Memhei works very hard on this Ravid. It's the main shita. In other words, we are tola min hastam, unless it's in the sabara that we're not. Meaning, let's say I lost the original kesem, I could be tola because maybe it's the same min hastam. I'm tola, but when it's in the sabara that it's not, so then I'm not tola. Do I have to go out of my way to try to be mivarer? Do I have to go out of my way to try to figure out maybe it's the same, maybe it's different? Well, Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Tzarich LaHakif. That means I don't have to go out of my way, even if it's Efshar Levrurei Bekal, no? Even if I could, right? It's very easy to be mivarer. Still, the halacha is I don't have to be mivarer. Therefore, the Sheva Talevi Tainis, that even though today you could be Mavara anything, we have an invention. What was his name? Antoine von Leeuwenhoek or somebody? He invented the microscope. What was his name? This goes back to like elementary school. I forget. It was a long time ago when he invented the microscope, and that was in elementary school. But the fact is, we could be Mavara anything. No, look under a microscope. Is it dam? Is it lipstick? Is it some other color? You can be mevarer. Teretz is, says the Sheva Talevi, you don't have to. Because that's all part of Ein Tzarich LaHakif. Ein Tzarich LaHakif means that you don't have to go out of your way to try to be mevarer. Fine. Now, there's another possibility, though, with this whole parasha. We mentioned before within the Ramban, the Phantom Day, I keep on calling him Ramban, but that's a mistake. And within Phantom Day of Rishonim, that since Ein Onu Beki, and therefore a Machmer and everything, one could also use the same Svar of Ein Onu Beki to be Mekal on everything, no? And that point is made in the Sidrei Tahara, right? Meaning to say, I could say, listen, I'm not Bucky, what's red, what's not red? So anything might be red. Why? Well, first of all, different materials react differently when they fall on, right, different shades. Maybe it was exactly the same shade but fell on a different material, right? You could Maybe you could say Einon Lubakin L'Hakel. Perhaps that's the pshat in the Me'iri. Maybe the Me'iri isn't just saying something that seems like a little bit silly. Oh, it's called red. Maybe the pshat is that we'll say Einon Lubakin L'Hakel. Okay. B'kitzer, there's another element that has to be focused on, which is, can I be tola in our lipstick case? I have another reason why I might not be able to be tola, and let me explain. One reason why we're saying you can't be tola is because the reasonable person would say that lipstick mamish looks different than blood. And perhaps according to the Balei HaNefesh, according to the Ravid, it doesn't rise to the level of Taliyah for that reason. But I think there's another reason why we can't be tola, although this is a debate among poskim. In Seif Chaf Gimel, we spoke about that you are nis'aska be'edayim, and then you find shachar, so we're not tola. But if you're nis'aska be'edom, you're tola edom. Now, does that mean if I'm nis'asek with red blood? Or what about if I'm nis'asek with a red dye? So the pashtus in Shulchan Aruch is, even if it's a dye, no? Shulchan Aruch speaks about may tilt on may basar, etc. Kilar is a dye. Rebbe Kiva Eger, however, has a flag on the play. Rebbe Kiva Eger says, one second, there's a Mishnah Daf Samach Beis, and it's quoted later on in Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Lamed Aleph, the din of Zion Samimonim. There's a halacha in the Mishnah that if you're not sure, you find something on a beggar, you're not sure if it's dam or tseva, so you mavir all of Zion Samimonim, you take seven different detergents, and you run it, you rub it on this stain. If it stays the way it always was, then it's dye, then it's tseva. But if it comes off, so then it's going to be, if it comes off, then it's dam, and it's going to be tummy. That's what it says. Zok de mechaber, achshav, ein lanu havaras zayin samimonim, mipnei she'ein lanu bikim, b'ktsas mishmosehen. We don't know what these seven samimonim are, therefore we can't do it anymore. That's Sif Lamed Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Says Rebbe Kiva Eger, whoa, hold it. That means fundamentally it's very easy to tell a difference between tseva and dam. We can't do it because Einon Lubakin. Einon Lubakin is something that we encountered back in Yerideya Chelak Aleph, in Siman Tzadi Ches. That's called Safek Chisarin Yediya. Das Shotim is not Das. So therefore, says Rebbe Kiva Eger, you know what? If you are in this asek with tseva, you can't be tola. You can't be tola anything on it, because fundamentally we should be able to tell the difference between tseva and dam. The reason why we can't today is because Einon Lubakin in the names of these Zayin Samimonim. If it's Einon Lubakin, so that's Safek Chisarin Yediya. Safek Chisarin Yediya is not a suffix, and therefore I can't rely on it at all. No? So therefore, Rebbe Kiva Eger says you have to be machmir. That any tliya on a die, you can't be mekel on. That's Rebbe Kiva Eger's maskana. If you look in the Torah's Hashlamim in Os Chav Tes and Lamed, the Torah's Hashlamim seems to disagree with Rebbe Kiva Eger. The Badei HaShulchan, page Kuf Pei Gimel, quotes that Rebbe Kiva Eger is hiniach b'tzarech iyun, but our same Ravid, not much, everything is in this Ravid Balei HaNefesh, Simen Gimel Os Yod, the same Ravid Balei HaNefesh says that Yatola on a tseva, and that's the halacha, Yatola on a tseva. He thinks, l'maisa Yatola on a tseva, nothing to talk about. I suffik chasarin yediya. So first of all, there are many poskim who assume that if it's a suffik l'chol ha'olam, does heis a suffik? It's only called chesaron yediya that's not a suffik if I'm an idiot, if I should know. But I can't know. Why can't I know? Because nobody knows. Right? Okay, so if it's nobody knows, so that's not a suffik. Or excuse me, because nobody knows, then it would be a suffik. That's one mahalach, and also the fact is that there are Rishonim who disagree. That's what Badei HaShulchan has on page Kuf Pei Gimel, and the Badei HaShulchan in the Miluim over here points out that there is a Ramban also who says that you can rely on a suffix of being tseva, even though there's fundamentally a din of Zayin Samamonim. He says that this is based on the Ramban, but it's only based on the Ramban after he changes the gears on the Ramban. The Pashta says the Ramban is saying exactly fakert, and he says that he doesn't think that that's a possibility within the Ramban. Okay. Now, when you think about it, what Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying is exactly the opposite of this Yesod that the Sidre Tahara was developing the whole time. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, you know what? I'm not sure if what we have is tseva or dam. And I can't verify if it's tseva or dam. Why not? Because ain't on the Bikian. Therefore, like Rabbi Kiva Eger, you have to be machmir. The Sidre Tahara told us exactly fakert, no? Sidre Tahara says that the whole din of Tliya by Ksonim is, oh, it's Minastam Ratola, like the Raivin in the Balei HaNefer says. Minastam Ratola. Why are we Tola Minastam? I'll tell you why we're Tola Minastam. We're Tola Minastam because it creates a suffix. And even though it's a suffix Kodahu, it's only a minimal possibility, good enough. You don't have Mivare, good enough. Any suffix is enough. According to Rebbe Kiva Eger, no. Right? Even though I don't have knowledge of the Zayin Samamonim today, but Rebbe Kiva Eger says, oh, because I don't have knowledge of the Zayin Samamonim, this I can't be Tola. Meaning he, Rebbe Kiva Eger, L'cha'ora, is saying something very similar to our Phantom Rishon. No? What's the Phantom Rishon saying? The Phantom Rishon is saying I'm only Tola if it is Vadai. Right? Isn't that what Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying? He's saying, I can't be Tola. I just thought of this like this afternoon. Right? So I like it, but we'll see if you guys like it also. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, no, I can't be Tola. Why can't I be Tola? Because it only bribes a suffix. Maybe it's Tseva. So what? Right? Elamai, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, Taliyah means you have to know for sure. And because it's Eino Nubikim, that's exactly what the Phantom Rishon said. Ain't on the beginning the different shades of red, therefore we're not Toila. That's exactly what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. So it would seem to me that, like, if I'd be writing a Badei HaShulchan, I would say, you know what, we don't talk like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying exactly the same Svara that Phantom Rishon said, and we rejected Phantom Rishon. So of course we rejected Rabbi Kiva Eger, right? He's like coming out of Diuk from Ramban and of Samach Beis, changing his gears, so stand like, you don't have to do that. Right? Look, Ora, you mamish don't to do that. That's what it seems. Okay. Yeah, Josh?
How does the
Mishnah about Zayin Samamonim? The Halach of Ein Tzarach. So the Mishnah of Zayin Samamonim might be saying that if I don't have a Tliya, I have something over here. Tliya means that something happened, and I want to attribute. I know she went through Shuk Shal Tabachim. Maybe that's where the Dam came from. This is the case I don't have Tliya. I don't have any defined thing to attribute it to. There's a stain here. So now I want to figure out, is the Beged Tameh, is it not Tameh, or maybe it's relevant even Labayla, that's Machlokas Rambam and Ravid, if it's relevant Labayla. So then I figure out, there's no Tliya, there's nothing that happened that I can attribute it to. It's identity of a substance rather than attribution to an action.
So how does that speak to the case of whether there may be a tliya?
To this case of?
Where there may be a
tliya. Where there may be a tliya? What Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying is that, I'm not sure I understand your question.
Meaning, if the case of the Mishnah is where there's no tliya available, meaning the case that where there is a tliya, you are allowed to attribute.
Correct. I think that's correct. But for some reason, Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that, no, it's not true.
He's saying right? It's true even when there isn't tliya.
When there's... Now I'm getting confused.
Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that we cannot attribute something to...
We can't assume something is tseva bizman hazeh.
Even if there's a reason to think that there's a tliya for tseva.
I think so, because since fundamentally, if I'd have a shiloh, if it's tseva or it's not tseva, I would design some among him, and bizman hazeh. I can't design some among him, because I don't know what they are, so if I can't attribute. Right? That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying. Yes. But Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, But lemaisa, what I see from Rabbi Kiva is like coming off of Shulchan Aruch. Once Shulchan Aruch says ein onu b'kiyin, so memeila this takes away any tliya. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, right? It becomes safi chesaron yediyah, etc. Okay. Now, basically, what we're suggesting is that according to normative Judaism, the din of tliyas is a special kula in ksamim that allows us to say that we're going to be mekel, even though I could be mevarer, we don't have to be mevarer. Right? I think that the standard mahalach, Rabbi Kiva Eger, is different than the standard mahalach. That's basically what we're saying. One more wrench to throw into the equation. The Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is a little bit strange. In Se'if Yud Ches, since Ksamim are Drabbonon, therefore we're Mekol on Ksamim and we're Tola, no? You get the impression that the Mechaber holds that on a Din Da'iraita, there's no such thing as Tleya. Comes along the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in the Lechem Besimlins of Katan Chaf Gimel, and he jumps up and down, he spits wood in nickel, and says, no, we have Tleya on Da'iraita. Also, he has one case in Trefis. And we have cases by us in this very simen of Tliya on Da'iraises. No? This is something, by the way, the Sidre Tahara notice in the beginning of Kuf Pei Gimel. In Kuf Pei Gimel, Sifkat and Beis, in the Sidre Tahara, he talks about this a lot. Si'ifim Lamed Gimel Lamed Dal Lamed Hei Lamed Vav in Shulchan Aruch. All in Kuf Tzadi talk about a woman who did a bediko with an aid habadok, let's say, no? And that's a regular bediko. She takes a bediko cloth, she checks herself. That, we assume, is a chshash d'orais already, no? That's the way we learned Judaism. A bediko is a safik d'orais al chapachas. It says in Shulchan Aruch, she takes this bediko cloth, and then she puts it under her pillow. And everybody knows that under the pillow you have macholases, you have little lice that hang out all the time. And then you find some red dots on the bedika cloth, tahura. Why? You could be told of macholas. If it's mashoch, if it looks like it's, how do you say mach in English?
Smeared.
So then you can't be tola. But if it's ogol, you're tola. That's what it says. Now that's a shayla of a d'oraisa, no? It's a bedika cloth. Rebbeinu de kol yama. How am I make on this? Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Ches says I only do tliyas because it's drabbanon. But in Sif, lamed al, lamed hey, lamed vav, right? We have all of these dinim about tliya be'ed. That's a din d'oraisa. And I have dinim in simin kuf pei zayin. Right? There's a din of roa da machmas tashmish. Right, way Rav Shachter says is that there's 77 lucky winners on the planet whose endometrial lining protrudes into the vaginal canal. And when you have Tashmish Hamita, she's going to see Dam. Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish. So the din in Shulchan Aruch technically is that you have to get divorced. No? It happened 3 times. We try to make sure you don't get divorced. You try to do all these bedikas, etc. Okay, all exciting Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, Gevaldik. Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish. In Kuf Pei Zayin, Sif Hey, it says if there's a maka, we're toila b'makosa. We bind the kuli alma. Suffik d'iraisa, no? How am I tola? If tliyas are only like the mechaber says in Sif Yud Ches, since ksamim drabbanon we're toila, so how can I be tola on the aid? How can I be tola on the by the road down machmas tashmish? How am I tola b'maka in that case? What are we doing? What's going on here? So the Sidre Tara in Kuf Pei Gimel Os Beis raises this question. The Lachem V'Simlon Os Kuf Gimel raises this question. The Lachem V'Simlon suggests that the Tliya that we have on Da'iraisas has to be a Tliya Alimta. But for Drabonons, we're Tola on anything. And the Shevet Halevi points out that he thinks the Mashmos of the Lashon of the Mechaber is like this. Since Ksamim Drabbanon, Tola b'chol davar sheyachol litlois. Because Drabbanon would tell on anything. Even a maka sheyachol lihigala, which is a possibility, but not a probability, certainly, we could be Tola. But if it's a Do'iraisa, we can only be Tola if it's a very strong possibility. That's what the Lechem Besimla argues. Interesting, no? The Sidri Tahara points out that he thinks the Beis Yosef is saying something along these lines over here. The Beis Yosef in Simin Kuf Tzadi Se'if Lami Gimel asks Akasha Haki Bitola. I'll be with you 1 second, Eliran. Haki Bitola. So the Beis Yosef says that it's like Raglayim Ladover. Since no Hargosh, it's Raglayim Ladover. That's not Damin Hamakar. That's not Damin Hamakar. Raglayim Ladover means that we have a very strong possibility. We have a probability. It's Raglayim Ladover. And the Tli on Doiraisis has to be Raglayim Ladover. That's what the Beis Yosef says. That's what the Lechem Besimla says. Sidri Tahara himself has a different mahalach. He wants to say that even if it's not Raglayim Ladover, you could still be Tola because it makes it like a Svek Sveka, and Svek Sveka helps even Bidoy Raisas. That's his Shtikot Torah. Read it in Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Kutin Beis in the Sidri Tahara. Eliran, you had a comment?
Does that mean if we don't have Macholos with Zanazah, does that mean they have to be Macholos?
That we'd have to on Doiraisa Shilas. So that's what would emerge. That's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush according to Lechem Besimla, no? Isn't that a big chiddush? Right? In other words, I can only be Meko right on Ksamim. Right? Again, assuming that Macholas is a full fledged Tliya, which is something we'll have to talk about next time we learn. But on a Eid, well, it really is a Tliya. You need a Tliya. And we should need a stronger Tliya. We should need a Tliya Limta. So then I don't know if what we have in Shulchan Aruch, in Se'if, where is it? Lamed Dalet. But Gabeid HaBodok Lo Nichasu Tachas HaKar, then you find Dam Ogol, Pachis Miki Gris is okay. I don't know if that's true anymore, because Mehechatesi, I could be Toila, right? If it's a weaker Tliya. Absolutely. I think it's a very good Ha'ara. Yeah. Now, the Kula of not being Mevarer or Suffolk by Tliyas, does that apply to Da'ir Isis? We said Ein Tzarech L'Hakif, that I don't have to have the Kesem next to the color. I say, okay, it looks the same. It looks probably the same, probably Minas Dam or Mekel. Is that true by Rodam Machmas Tashmish also? Is that true that by Rodam Machmas Tashmish I don't have to be Makif? So Domani, and the Chavista says this also, that it's a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin Se'if Hei. In Kuf Pei Zayin Se'if Hei, we have the din that by Rodam Machmas Tashmish, if there's a Maka, Tolam B'Makasa. But if it's Dam Makasa Mishuna Midam Re'iyasa, if it looks different, so then we're not Toila. What does it mean that Dam Makasa is Mishuna Midam Re'iyasa? So the Shach in Os Yud Tes says that Stavka Shinisbara Shehi Mishuna. Min Hasdam we're going to be Tola. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says, and you know what? You have to be Mevarer. The Taz Sifkatan Tes says, Kevan Shefshe Levure, the Kol Adam Yuchal Levare also, so therefore you have to check them out. The Shach would say no. The only time it's going to be a problem is you know for sure it's different. In other words, you really don't have to compare them. If you happen to compare them, you know that's different and you can't be Makels of the Shach. But the Taz says you have to compare. Now, how's the Taz saying I have to compare them? How come I have to compare the Dam Maka to the Dam Re'iyah? Compare the shades of the red. What am I doing? Besides the fact that Bizman Ha'inu, we have questions of Chisar and Yedi, etc. But why am I doing that? Shulchan says, Ein Tzarech L'Hakif. I'll tell you the Pshat in the Taz. The Pshat in the Taz is that, you know what? We only are not Makif by Ksamim, which are Drabanan. But when I'm doing a Tliya on the level of Do'i Raisa, Zok the Taz, Bekahai Gavna, you have to be Makif. The Chavistas points out that he thinks the Shach and the Taz disagree. The Badi Ashokhan, for some reason, tries to stand on his head and say the Shach and the Taz and Kuf Pei Zayin agree, but it would seem that they disagree, and this is precisely the Nekuda. If you look in the Lechem Besimla, Os Lamed Hei, Lechem Besimla says that he thinks you have to makif on the Tliya that's Dairaisa, But he says, lower isi davar zeh b'poskim, and there's a Rashba that seems to be against it, etc. That's precisely machlokes shach and taz, according to what we're saying. So again, shailos hatzliyos don't really come up that often. I have had shailos hatzliyos besides my silly lipstick shaila, which, again, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, for sure you can't be mekol on, no? Because it's safik chasar yedi on the identifying of the lipstick. But I've had tliyos shailos as follows. What? Well, so I told her I didn't think it was reasonable to make it look very different. I mean, it didn't look like, yeah. It looked like blood. It didn't look like lipstick. Like, let's see the lipstick. I mean, like, I don't. What tliyos shailos have I had? So I've had some tliyos shailos on dairaisas. What do you think about this one? We'll just throw out a couple of shailos. I had a woman who had, like, a red circular mark on bedikah cloths. And it's nisbara that she's a nail biter. It was mamish red. Red. Right? But can you be toil? That's a tli on the dairaisa. Tli on the dairaisa, I think, has to be more probable. What type of maka would you need? Do you need to know that it's maka that's multi dam now? As opposed to when maka shiachol lehigala lahotzi dam? According to the, what's his name? According to the Lechem V'Simla, Yechayel Lehigala L'Hoytzi Dam wouldn't be Mekel on this, no? Because that's a shell on the Bedikah cloth. That's a shell on the Dairaisa. It has to be that it's really bleeding when she's doing the Bedikah, no? I've had that Shaila. I actually was Mekel. I spoke to Rabbi Sapolowski about it.
Which Bedikah was it?
I don't remember. But I mean that was a real shiloh that we once had. What other tliya shilohs are there? I don't know. Not so many of them. The tliya shilohs don't come up that often. But you have to know the dinim. Theoretically, it could come up. Okay. So thank you for listening. And Ashkayach, we're back.